so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Your key to financial opportunity.
Her back in 84. We ended up kind of going out. It was basically just a good time. I ended up going back to jail, and she kind of hung out for a little bit, but after that she started just going out with everybody. So it wasn't until that fall of 84 when I found out about everything. I guess she'd been partying up at a friend of mine's house, not far from her dad's, and they took off. Danny took off. So she was, from what I understood, she was a lone participant. So it was a friend of mine, name was Brett. He had a house, like I said, probably about maybe a mile from her dad's house. I knew Dan Mineta, but not really, not good enough to know that, I wanted to stay away from him. He was just trouble. Lisa was attracted to, back then, I guess, the bad boy type. I wasn't no angel. Not until after everything happened. Yeah, that was when she was in jail. Her dad told me to, kind of just keep in touch with her. I don't know. Her dad didn't really like me, but then when all that stuff went down, he kind of write her, let her know that people were thinking about her, because that was when she was full. I didn't mean all this, I was forced to, but I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't no angel myself, but, I was trying to get, things together. His family, we ended up, a girlfriend and I ended up moving just down the road from his mom and sister and his other brother. And that, the police were always down there for one reason or another. I think back then we all did. She had mentioned a few things, what had happened. I guess the main thing was she was sorry that she hadn't, been true to me, It's like, hey, I don't care, Back then, I wasn't, we didn't care if we broke up, we're girlfriends or not, But, if they hung out while we were locked up, cool. If they didn't, So she, it was like, hey, I ain't no biggie, you made your choice. So I didn't really know a whole lot what was going on until after I got down to talking to people. So, yeah, I was kind of shocked. We were, I was out in the weight shack working out, and a friend of mine come in and You know, he's like, yeah, you know, that girl you were talking about, you know, that she's on TV, you know, they're committing murders and stuff. I'm like, so I was checking it out on TV and at on the news, it was like, whoa, that's wild. So, I don't know if I was shocked or not, you know. I mean, I was surprised, you know. But, you know, it's like, I wasn't really surprised.
Yeah.
I couldn't really imagine her doing it, but, you know, it didn't surprise me, you know. They were really, I don't know. I didn't really know them all that good. But from what I did know, you know, her dad was a hard worker, you know, he owned his own business. Her mom was a teacher at one time, I guess. Oh, they were, you know, they seemed like decent people when I met them, you know, whenever I talked to them. Her dad ended up, you know, being fairly cool with me towards the end, you know, every time he saw me, you know, he'd say, hey, you know, how you doing, and all this, talking about my work and everything. So I guess her dad just died not too long ago. So I noticed her dad's house is up for sale, and a friend of mine told me her dad died, so I know her mom died years ago, so probably in the last maybe couple years he died. You know, wasn't anybody they'd be hanging out with. You know, I didn't understand that, how they got hooked up with this guy. I mean, back then everybody was doing drugs, coke. I heard Danny was, you know, off into, you know, that kind of stuff. Like I said, I never really hung out with him. I knew him, but like I said, I knew him well enough to know stay the hell away from him. So, but from what I heard from everybody else I know, man, that wasn't surprising with Danny. But Lisa, he'd probably try it, you know. I wouldn't surprise me, but whether she was, or, you know, or not, I don't know. But drinking back then, yeah. I'd say she was pretty much up for anything, you know. You know, when I met her, she got kicked out of her parents' house for one reason or another. I never really knew. And so she stayed wherever she could, and she ended up moving in with me. We'd gotten a trailer. A couple of friends of mine and myself, we'd gotten a trailer. She'd come out one night with some friends and sit around and drink a few beers, and she ended up staying. Yeah. I'm not really sure who all she hung out with. I mean, I know that she hung out with, you know, they're all dead by now. Friend of mine, Bob Claypool, another friend of mine, Joey Perkins, you know, they all passed away. Now we're not getting any younger. Yeah. I heard that they, you know, did a route, you know, stuck up someplace down there in Copemish, and there was something said about them dumping a body over by Alberta Bluff. But I think that was, you know, nothing ever came of that one. So all I heard was they'd dumped a body over in Alberta Bluff, and I haven't heard anything else about it. So, like I said, all I know is what I heard on the news, you know, of them going to Florida, committing crimes there, going to Alabama doing that, then ended up there in Kansas in shootout. So, Traverse City, you know, I mean, it's not no New York, but it's a fairly big city, or it's the biggest city north of Grand Rapids. So, you know, and it's small, a lot of people know each other, you know, and so. But yeah, I mean, when everything jumped off like that, things were around here were really weird too, because there were robberies and murders going on. A few out of the ordinary, you know, robberies and murders, you know. So I was in jail there, and someone stuck up a gas station and killed the clerk. So Someone was telling me that he had tried to put a move on him, and he ended up getting his, almost going to the hospital. I can't remember who it was. Yeah, I mean, you know, with Remedas, nothing would surprise anybody, you know, to be honest. I don't think she was forced. Whether she was actually, you know, really up for it or not, that's, you know, but I wouldn't say she was forced. I never believed that. Yeah. In fact, they flew me out there a couple of times for a trial. when she was going up for a retrial, I'd just gotten home from work one day and there's a knock at my door and there's, KBI at my door. wanted to ask the questions, so I met with them that day at the state police post. Just basically wanted to know what Lisa was like, if I knew anything that was going on or, what had happened or, I was like, I have no clue as to what happened or what, but I was surprised enough. Next thing I knew, I picked up tickets from the prosecutor's office and fly out there, but they flew a bunch of people out there from here too. So, yeah, they flew out a couple of police officers, and a couple other people I knew. I think they were going out there, testify about Danny or something, man. Like he was like, if I remember right. But they, I can't remember if Lisa had gotten in any trouble before I'd met her or not. I don't think so. Oh, who was it? Guy by the name of Francisco, that they'd, stopped by his house. Maybe that's Danny's uncle. I don't know. I know he said that they'd stopped by his house and stuff. And, the other dude's name is right at the top of my head. And I can't remember it right now. They flew me out there twice. Both times they never used me in court. So, like, okay, I never understood why they flew me out there. So. Well, I know that she was involved. She didn't just leave me to go to Danny. She was with a couple other dudes before she went. She hooked up with Danny. I guess, I know a couple of, like Bob, they rode his car one night. The police were involved with that. So, Holmgren, they rode it out by where we used to party all the time. So, they're either heading to the party or coming back from the party. I can't remember what Bob said. I think he said they were leaving the party, heading back into town. It's called Hoosier Valley. That was back when I was a kid. My stepdad, he was in the military. I was born here, but we ended up moving to New York and Hawaii, Samoa, Texas, then back up here. And I stayed up here, and they got transferred down to New Orleans. let's see. I can't really recall who she used to hang out with, right offhand. A few of her girlfriends, but I can't remember their names. I don't know. I mean, I know Lisa used to be, like, she was all off in 4-H and stuff like that when she was younger. I don't know, but maybe that's how they might have met. I'm just as surprised as you are about that one. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Like I said, I met her, through people I was partying with, and stuff like that. I didn't know that she was all this little Miss Giddy Two-Shoe, a few years before. I haven't talked to her in a few years, she's still the same person. She puts on her little Miss Goody Two-Shoes act for everybody else, because, she's got daughters now, so, she tries, act mom type, but no, I don't believe it. I know, no, she, like I said, she's still the same. It's like, she's still going out with whoever she's married and stuff, so. Yeah, she's still partying, drinking, getting hammered, so. Yeah, after she got out, she wasn't out. Maybe, gosh, it wasn't long, Let's see. She got it out, and probably, I'd say, no more than 2 years after she got out, she got busted again for embezzlement. Yeah, she was gambling, and she got caught up into the casinos. So I talked to her once she got out, because, a friend of mine, she was assistant manager apartment complex, and she was Lisa, and I got probably her husband now, we're living there, and somehow my name come up, and Lisa was like, oh yeah, I know him, you know, and my girlfriend at the time, her daughter was working with her at a restaurant, so I talked to her once. I hadn't seen her until, that was the last time I saw her, that was probably about 10 years ago, maybe, at a party. I try to stay away from him. I don't need her stuff. I know, like I said, a friend of mine ran into her at the bar not long after she got out, up and talked to her, but said she's just acting kind of weird, you know. I was like, yeah, well, I'd be acting a little weird too after getting out after all them years, so, yeah. You know, I don't know. It's like, I don't know what she told you, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of the things are being embellished a lot, you know, but, she's not actually the person that she tries to make herself out to be. So, no, I haven't heard of her going to any speaking engagements or anything like that. I mean, I don't know how often that battered woman syndrome, because, hell, she swung on me a few times. I'm not a small person. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she swung on me a few times. Like I said, man, I take what Lisa tells you with a grain of salt. You know, it's like I thought, you know, after she'd gotten out, you know, when I first ran into her years ago, you know, it's like she's still, you know, trying to tell me lies. You know, it's like, you know, you don't have to keep lying about stuff. I know, you know, you know, gosh, you know, me and Bob are friends now, you know, don't worry about it. You know, it's like, gosh, you know, I don't care. I don't care what happens, man, you know, I lied to me about things. You know, she doesn't, man, you know, she can act. She can put out an act, misinnocent act when she needs to, you know, she can manipulate people. So, I just think she got a little bit better at manipulating people while she was locked up, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just surprised the hell out of me when I first heard it. But it's like, I mean, I think I was a little bit shocked for a second when I first heard, because, wow, there's someone I know did this. I mean, God. That's like, well, oh. And I found out who she was with.
That'd be kind of wild.
That'd be kind of wild. That'd
be kind of wild.
Death rides the highway.